Worthington Whitridge was 46 years old when he embarked on his first trip to explore the American West. His father was a New England farmer who relocated to Ohio when it was still a wilderness. The forests of his native state had an enduring impact on the young Whitridge, and as a child he developed a profound love for the beauty of uncultivated nature. Evening Along the Platte River is one of 40 oil sketches and studio paintings of Western landscapes he completed. The overall format is consistent with the size of portable half sheets of paper, 10 inches by 23 inches, that Whitridge used in the field to represent the extensive horizon of the Great Plains. Painting in the open air was particularly important as a means of rendering the natural light and color as accurately as possible. It was his ability to do this that led him to be considered one of America's leading landscape painters, a member of the renowned Hudson River School. The scene is of that quiet time when the light is fading, softening the shapes in front of him. Between daylight and darkness, the light glowing from the sky is brightest at the horizon line. A residue of pink indicates the sun has set not long ago. The greens are deep and dense. Scatterings of radiant flecks of lemon-yellow prairie flowers add a pastoral touch, an Arcadian ideal. Through the shallow flowing water to the right is a sandbank, leading to a well-trodden track. A line of bison are grazing peacefully in the twilight, for now. The twilight is allegorical. Whitridge probably knew that the bison's days were prophetically numbered. Whitridge made three trips to the West. This painting was completed during his first journey in 1866, made on horseback. When he returned for a second time in 1870, and a third in 1877, it was by railroad. Discovery of gold in Montana in 1862, and the end of the Civil War in 1865, led to an increased desire to expand westward. And with that came the tragic decimation of the bison, the Native Americans of the Great Plains, and their way of life. Connection to Nebraska. In 1866, Whitridge was invited by General John Pope to accompany him on a tour of inspection throughout the Department of Missouri. The expedition left Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, for Fort Kearney, Nebraska, in early June.